Hey everyone, and welcome back. I'm so excited to dive into today's topic because it's been a massive development in the financial world. The Genius Act was introduced to finally bring some much-needed clarity to the stablecoin space. Instead of dealing with a patchwork of state rules, we're looking at a comprehensive federal framework that promises real consumer protection and standardized oversight. It's honestly a huge step forward for the industry.
It certainly is a promising start, but we have to look at the reality on the ground. The legislation has actually stalled at a pretty critical juncture. Federal regulators missed the statutory one-year deadline to draft the implementing rules, and that's created a real bottleneck.
Right, and that delay has left businesses in a bit of a compliance vacuum. Without finalized guidelines on reserve requirements, auditing standards, or consumer safeguards, companies are basically navigating blind. It's frustrating because everyone wants to do things the right way, but the roadmap just isn't there yet.
Exactly. Legal experts, including former SEC counsel, have been quite vocal about this. They're pointing out that the regulatory machinery is struggling to translate that legislative intent into actionable policy. It's a classic case of the law moving faster than the agencies can execute.
I think a lot of that bottleneck comes down to internal agency debates and competing jurisdictional claims. Plus, let's be honest, regulating digital assets is incredibly complex. These assets blur the lines between securities, commodities, and payment instruments, which makes it tough for traditional regulators to figure out who's in charge.
And that disconnect really highlights a recurring challenge in modern financial policy. Legislative ambition frequently outpaces regulatory execution. But here's the interesting part. Despite this regulatory limbo, the cryptocurrency and fintech sectors aren't sitting still. They're advancing rapidly.
Absolutely. Instead of waiting for perfect clarity, institutional players are actively building infrastructure, launching pilot programs, and developing compliance frameworks in anticipation of the final rules. It's amazing to see how proactive they're being.
Major financial institutions, asset managers, and payment processors are essentially treating the Genius Act as a green light to expand their digital asset offerings. This forward momentum signals a maturing market with strong confidence in the long-term viability of digital dollar assets.
That confidence is really inspiring, but I do have to say, operating in a regulatory gray area carries significant risk. It's a bit of a double-edged sword.
It certainly is. Substantial capital commitments are being made based on projected standards. If the eventual rules diverge sharply from current industry assumptions, firms could face costly restructuring or serious compliance setbacks. It's a high-stakes environment.
So, moving forward, what does it take to actually get this across the finish line? I think full implementation will require some serious regulatory compromise, interagency coordination, and potentially even additional legislative amendments.
Precisely. The Treasury Department, the SEC, and the Federal Reserve will need to align on oversight strategies for reserve assets, liquidity management, and systemic risk prevention. The key is doing that without stifling the very innovation the market is banking on.
And on the industry side, groups will continue advocating for pragmatic, risk-based standards that balance consumer protection with market flexibility. We really need that middle ground to thrive.
While the Genius Act has definitely stumbled in its initial rulemaking phase, the demand for a clear federal stablecoin framework remains robust. The appetite for regulation isn't fading, it's just waiting for the details to catch up.
It's going to come down to speed. The pace at which regulators can finalize these guidelines will ultimately determine how quickly the United States can cement its leadership in the next generation of digital finance. I'm really hopeful we'll see it happen soon.
Well said. For now, the market is prepared, the infrastructure is being built, and everyone is waiting. Let's see how quickly the pieces fall into place.